a long time. The prince was only to be seen as soon as evening came, and then he held his court. But every morning he left his bride and went away by himself, as she knew not whither, till the night came again. After some time he said to her, "Tomorrow there will be a great feast in your father's house, for your eldest sister is to be married, and if you wish to go and visit her, my lions shall lead you thither." Then she rejoiced much at the thoughts of seeing her father once more, and set out with the lions, and every one was overjoyed to see her, for they had thought her dead long since. But she told them how happy she was, and stayed till the feast was over, and then went back to the wood. Her second sister was soon after married, and when Lily was asked to go to the wedding, she said to the prince, "I will not go alone this time, you must go with me." But he would not, and said that it would be a very hazardous thing, for if the least ray of the torchlight should fall upon him, his enchantment would become still worse, for he should be changed into a dove, and be forced to wander about the world for 7 long years. However, she gave him no rest, and said she would take care no light should fall upon him. So, at last, they set out together, and took with them their little child, and she chose a large hall with thick walls for him to sit in while the wedding torches were lighted. But, unluckily, no one saw that there was...